12 and a half years old when I left home. Are you asking me now, Ann?
Go ahead. Say what you want.
Well, I was raised in a very nice home. My father was a jeweler, but he did not make a living only from jewelry. He made a living from other things, too. He used to write. We had a Hebrew paper, Gehat Sfira, it was called. He used to write poetry in that paper. And he used to go to court. He was an interpreter in court. And mother was in the store. She came from all her family way back with jewelers. And she worked in the jewelry store for her father. And she really was the one that knew about jewelry more than my father, except my father was a watchmaker. He learned watchmaking after he was married to my mother, because that goes into the jewelry business together. My mother was in the store every day. She used to go down 8 o'clock in the morning. Before 8 o'clock, we had a maid in the house. The maid used to dress us. Mother used to make breakfast for us and send us out to school. The mother spent the whole day in the store. My father used to be in the back of the store doing a lot of writing. And he used to do all the buying for the store. He used to go to Warsaw to buy all the jewelry for our store. That's all I could remember. And as I grew older, I helped my father in the store. He taught me how to fix watches. And I used to fix watches, clean watches, sell crystals, sell a little jewelry in the store. And we also had, at that time, we had apprentices. They used to, young boys of 14, 15, 16, their fathers used to pay for them $200 a quarto. A quarto was 3 months. And this year would be for food. And mother used to buy them clothing. And for the and they used to sleep by us too. Well, those boys stayed by us for 2 years after they taught the watchmaking, the business of jewelry. They used to go home and they used to get better jobs, I suppose. And then we used to get another boy, another kid in for about 2 years. And that's the way it was at that time.
Daddy, when you first started working there for your father, did he ask you or did you volunteer to start working for him? Or exactly what happened?
We were always in the store. We would come home from school. When I was a little girl, I was in the store watching, helping sell. I remember when I was a little girl, when I used to go to the showcase and give a lady a ring, she would come in to see it, or a chain, or a crystal to a watch. I would figure a crystal to a watch. Since I was a little girl, mother and father didn't have to ask us. We were in the store all the time. Mother used to walk into the house once in a while, and we would take her place.
Could you describe the town a little bit, Lottie?
Yeah, the town. I was born in a different town, but I was 9 months old when I came to this little town. It was called Nyeshava, and it was Warszawska Gubernia. That was a state, the state of Warsaw, like here you say the Illinois state. This was Warszawska Gubernia. It was a little town. We were maybe 500 people in that little town, all the surrounding on the outskirts were maybe farmers were there, food orchards were there, a little out of the town. Maybe 3,000 people we had in that little town. Most of them were Gentiles, very few Jews were there. And the Jews that were there, my father, just to give you a picture of the street that my father was, the main street. My father has his jewelry store and we lived upstairs. There was a grocery next to my father. There was a wine store. On the other side was a bakery, a butcher. On the side of the streets were a hardware store at the Monterey that was dry goods, all kind of things, stockings, panties, slips. We called this the Monterey store at that time. And we had two hardware stores, two bakery stores. We didn't have no clothing. Clothing we had to go to Germany because we lived right on the German border. Right on the German border. So it was within an hour and a half we were in Germany. So whenever we needed clothes we went to Germany or to Warsaw. When my father would go to Warsaw for merchandise, he would take me along, buy me clothes there. And if he wanted to go to Germany for certain things, we went to Germany, he would buy me clothes. I was the older one. I used to get my clothes. And then my clothes, if it was too small for me, my younger sister used to get. That's the way it was in Europe. The younger sisters used to get the clothes from the older sisters, and I always got new clothes. And it was a little town, and all of them have apprentices in the store working. All have apprentices. As I grew up older, I wanted to go to work. My father didn't want me to go to work. I was only 12 years at that time. Well, my father had another store. He had in Chochachinek. That was a place that they had beds. It was a curating place, a vacation place. They had beds and they had an opera house. They had concerts. And I and another girl, we were, must have been that time about 11 years old or 12 years before I left for America. We used to walk from our town to Chochachinek to the fields to the opera at night. It must have been about 2 or 3 miles, about 3 miles. And we used to walk away around when it was light yet. And the two, three girls walked to the opera to Chochachinek and to come back at night, late at night, when I was in our home. Then my father opened a store in Chochachinek. I'll show you a picture. I have a picture there too. The store was, what should I tell you? A little bit of a thing. And my father rented out to two boys. They were doing jewelry, rings out of wires, pins out of wires, lockers out of wires. Those boys were from Russia, two brothers. And I had a table with a window, and jewelry was hanging, watches on the window and on the table. And one night I came home from the opera late, and I slept somewhere else. But that night I came out of the opera, and I lived in Chochachinek. I came out of the opera. The first opera I saw was I was about 11 years old. I came out of the opera, and it was too late to go to the place where I used to live. I used to sleep there, that's all. And my father used to pay for my sleeping there. So I had a blanket under the table with a pillow in the store, under the table. Here was the table, the table, and here was the window. So under the table I had a pillow and a blanket. So I took the pillow and the blanket out and I slept under the table. And I was wrapped that night. They cut out a piece like this here with a, you know, a diamond cutter, the cutter. And with their hand in their hair, they could have put in their head, because everything from the window, it was the jewelry on the window and on the table, everything was taken away. Except, I used to take off, every time I would go home to sleep, I would take out the jewelry from the window, off the jewelry. But that time, I thought I was sleeping there, I didn't have to take this off. So all this year, and I had a suitcase with jewelry where I was sleeping on the floor, and that wasn't taken. Only from the table and from the window was taken. I got up this morning, and we had a shutter, and that night I didn't put on the shutter, because I thought I was sleeping there, what do I need a shutter? And I was up. And I got up in the morning, I saw a light, I got up, and looked around, everything, the window was cut, the jewelry was taken away, I got out, I was crying, and I found a policeman, and I told him a policeman, and we never found nothing else. So that time I didn't want to stay there anymore, I was afraid, and my father gave up the store, and I came back home, and I, 6 months later, I left for America.
Lottie was,
He had another store in Alexandrovo, but the opportunity was only for the summer, so we had another one, a steady store, Alexandrovo, that was also on the German border. That was in the walking distance, too, to Germany.
You were saying once that you had like two tailors that worked in your yard?
Two tailors and what?
They worked in your yard and they had...
Oh, well, two tailor shops we had.
Right where your house was?
It was a big yard. The yard must have been as big as that whole building from the outside, about a block. Because it was a little street, like a court, or like an alley outside, and a big yard inside. And it was like this here. In one corner was a tailor shop, a German Jew, he had six daughters that I mentioned his name. Last time that they helped him out. He had in one corner, everybody worked there, the wife and the daughters. He had about six daughters and one or two sons, and they all worked for him. I don't remember having any outside people working for him except his own family. And then it was one building, of course, and then it was, we lived in one, after the tailor shop, we lived, and in the same hall, on the other side of the hall, the landlord lived, and I made friends with a maid of the landlord's that I'll tell you later about it, too. And then, after the landlord, there was a different entrance, a little away, because the landlord had a lot of rooms. He had a son with him, too. It was another tailor shop, a husband and a wife. They were younger people, and he had already two people working for him, and a wife, and he had two children. He had one was an imbecile, and one was a nice girl that I met her in Israel in '61. I met her in Israel. I didn't see her since I was away from home. I used to be girlfriends with her, and then she immigrated to Israel, and my sister had a party for me, and she called all the people that were in that town, and I didn't recognize her, but she said that she was my girlfriend, and I knew the name, Kowalski was her name, and she was over there. And then we had another entrant, We had upstairs lived a mother with a daughter and a sister. Well, they were not such a nice people. They were not such a nice people. The girl, the daughter had several children, and they just made a living from whatever they did.
Patty, I remember you saying that that where you came from, like tailors and shoemakers were considered
right.
The lowest profession.
Right. Right.
Were you aware of that in talking and being around, you know, the people that had the tailor shops next to your jewelry store?
Yeah. Well, the jewelry store was in the front. Well, I'll tell you. The lowest, that's the way I heard that the shoemakers and tailors were the lowest considered professions in the old country. German family that lived on the corner with a lot of daughters, the daughters went away to America one by one later. In fact, I went with one of the daughters. She was here in this country, in New York. They were already that time, three daughters were in New York, and this girl came to New York. And she came home, she married a cousin of hers, and she had it. And she went back to New York, and she had a baby with her, and she came visiting again her parents, and the second time I went with her, my mother, because I was so young, so mother trusted me with her, she should take care of me, and she had the baby. And I was with her at that time. But they were considered by us in the yard different because they were very nice, intelligent people. So I could talk with them. And this year, girl, I told you before, I always liked elderly, had elderly friends, girls older than I was. And she was already a married woman, but although she was very young, she must have been that time, maybe 19 years old, and she had a baby already. And I used to enjoy her company very much. She used to tell me a lot of things, and she used to read a lot, and she used to give me a book, a Polish book to read. And I enjoyed her company very much. The others, tailor, I was friends in the yard with the daughter. I was friends with her. But they had a man, a fellow working for them. He was a very handsome fellow, tall, handsome. And he used to sing very beautiful. And he, while he was working, he sang. And I liked music all my life. As I said, I went to the opera. So I used to, the window was very high, and when I would go from the mice from the house to the store, I would climb up the window and sit like this here, and he asked me, sing for me a little bit, sing for me a little bit. But my sister saw me talking to him, and she came home and told my mother. My father was different already. My mother, as I said before, she came from a very wealthy family. She knew a lot of languages, but she was not educated like my father. So to her, it was a disgrace that I talked to a tailor. That's the way I took it. My father never said anything. My father liked everybody. Working people, they're a human being too, he used to say. Everybody is nice. Everybody's nice, he used to say. Then another thing happened. That landlord of ours had a maid. And with a maid was for sure I couldn't talk to a maid. We had a maid too in the house, but I talked with her in the house. I went with her someplace, but I wasn't girl friends with her. So this here maid, you know, as I said before, in the old country, there were very few people worked in the same city. Very few people, because they had no profession, and the only thing was to go for a maid. And for a maid, in our city, they didn't want to be. They came out from a nice family, so they didn't want to be a maid. So they used to go away to different cities and be a maid. And this year, Leah was her name. She was from a very nice family and a very intelligent girl. She used to read an awful lot, and she knew an awful lot. And I liked her. One day, that landlord of ours had a son. He was working in a bank, a bookkeeper. And he had an apartment, the whole floor for himself. And there where we had our store. The store was in the front, upstairs. So this year, Leah used to go to clean his apartment. So she used to take me alone all the time. This was, my parents they didn't know about it. If they would have known it, they would have preferred, I don't know what they would have said to me. They would permit me to do that. But I liked her. And I used to go up with her. In fact, I used to help her clean the couple of rooms. And then we would sit down. We were afraid that he was going to come for lunch or for something, her boss, the bookkeeper. So there was an attic. There next to was an attic. And a lot of things laying around there and the attic. Even my father had clocks there on the attic, but his attic was locked. And her attic was open. And she used to read a book, a Polish book for me. And she used to get me Polish books to read, Russian books. And I used to like it. I used to like it. But the only thing I could have talked to her when she sat on our steps outside in the evening. And I came out in the evening and I sat down too on our steps. But if my sister would see it, she would go in and tell my mother that she saw me talk to the maid. And that was forbidden. Could you imagine how stupid it was?
Did you think it was stupid at that time, Lonnie?
Well, otherwise if I wouldn't think it was stupid, I wouldn't talk to them. But I liked their friendship. Now I'll tell you another thing. That same maid, I left before her to America. She worked there yet. And I lost track of everybody and so on. When way years, in the 30s, I told you once I lived near, across the street of Sears and Roebuck. And there was a bank. Prior to the bank. I used to see a woman, I used to watch my little girl go to school. There was a 2 blocks away a school. And I used to watch her till she would cross the street. And I used to see, while I was downstairs, a woman goes with a little girl to school, takes her to school. And I thought she was so familiar to me, but I just couldn't remember who she was. And I was thinking day and night, who is that woman? I know her, but I don't know who she is. One day I went out from Sears, when I worked at Sears, I went out for lunch in the afternoon. And there that woman goes, I see the same woman. And I thought, well, I'm not going to let her go pass by anymore. And I ran up and I said, lady, in the back of her. I said, I know you. She said, and she smiled to me. She said, yes, I know you too. I said, well, how do you know me? And she said to me, was your name Bubbly? Bubbly. See, I was born, I don't know whether I told you, my mother lost 4 sons, and I was the 5th one. So my father, while the sons died, my father left that, my My father had a jewelry store there, too. My father left that town, and he was going to America, but he never reached America, but he was going to America. In the meantime, I was born over there. So when I was born, my mother was in the store, taking care of the store, and my grandma took me for good luck to raise. She used to keep me all day in the house. My grandma and grandfather, they had a big store. They had a magazine, and they used to call it big, like a Peacock over here, a store like Peacock over here. Everything you could have gotten there, silverware, candle-like sticks, whatever you wanted, you could get it there. All kinds of giant diamonds, everything. And at night, she used to bring, my mother would pick me up and take me home to sleep. So for good luck, that was in Europe, like they say. They used to give you a nickname, Bubbly. Bubbly means like grandma, Bobby's grandma, Bobby, and in the nicer way, Bubbly, like little grandma. Something like it. It was a nickname, a loving nickname it was. So everybody called me Bubbly at that name until I came to this country. When I came to this country, on the other side of family, my father's family, I came to this country, they didn't know of a Bubbly. They knew that I was a Lottie. So they called me Lottie over here. So this woman said to me, yes, your name was Bubbly. I said, yeah. I said, so where did you see me? So then I reminded myself. So I said, Leah. And we got on each other's neck and we cried and we talked like anything. This same girl. And she lived on my block, on Polk Street, and I lived on Polk Street. But she lived on the other side of Arkansas and I lived on this side of Arkansas. And I was friends with her. I came to her house. She was married. She married a widower with children. She wasn't very happy. She has a son somewhere, a lawyer, because she told me that he was, when he got out of high school, that he was going to study for lawyer. Their name was Viner, and I never could have find him. I called in the telephone book, as many Viners, lawyers, they were, I couldn't find it. Everybody said it was wrong. No. Even the doctor, here in the building, is a Dr. Viner. And he said he lived once on Polk Street. And I said, was your mother Leah? And he said, no.